Here's the translation of the text into English. U.S. lawmakers to introduce bipartisan bill to remove tariffs on coffee. Hezbollah chief makes overtures to Saudi Arabia for front against Israel. Ukraine advances security talks with allies, vows to keep hitting Russian energy. Trump administration gives China free pass on Russian LNG, Democratic senators say. After Trump pressure, EU aims to bring forward Russian LNG import ban. Angola to decide on $1 billion JP Morgan deal by November, finance official says. Gold prices edged higher after Fed rate cut, remain near all-time high. EU proposes 19th sanctions package against Russia, includes full LNG ban. Tesla wins approval to test autonomous robo-taxis in Arizona. Exclusive. Comcast plans to cut jobs at its biggest unit, housing broadband and pay TV, to centralize operations. Source says Trump invokes golden share to block U.S. steel plans for Illinois plant, WSJ reports. Striking Boeing defense workers approve union's proposed contract that company rejected. Ted Cruz breaks with fellow Republicans and condemns government threats against U.S. broadcasters. Trump says Union Pacific merger with Norfolk Southern sounds good. Tax firm Anderson reveals over 12% revenue jump in U.S. IPO filing. Navan reveals 30% revenue surge in U.S. IPO filing as tech listings fire up. U.S. lawmakers want sanctions to sink Russia's shadow fleet. Oracle eyes $20 billion AI cloud computing deal with Meta, source says. Trump says China's Xi approved TikTok deal. Canada's July retail sales drop 0.8%, but rebound likely in August. Spain's Stats Institute revises 2024 GDP growth up to 3.5%. Key parts of Trump's economic agenda now in Supreme Court's hands. German producer prices fall more than expected in August. UK retail sales rise by more than expected in August, ONS says. South African minister meets US representative in push for trade deal. German producer prices fall 2.2% YY in August. Trump administration places new restrictions on Harvard, citing financial concerns. Japan PM contender Koizumi vows wage hikes to counter inflation. U.S. government shutdown looms. Senate rejects stopgap funding bill. Three major indexes notch record closing highs for second day. Volume jumps. Argentina's central bank makes biggest daily dollar sale in 6 years to curb peso slide. Stocks finish week higher. Wall Street at record highs. U.S. Waze, Trump-branded website to help shop for cheaper drugs. Bloomberg News reports Fitch boosts Italy's rating on improved fiscal performance, political stability. Fed's Moran says central bank in easing cycle pushes for faster cuts. Flora Growth secures $401 million funding, plans rebrand to Zero Stack. Bitcoin price today slips to 116.1K as post-Fed gains cool, BOJ sounds hawkish. Tapbit at Token 2049, reshaping the crypto landscape through product innovation. Falcon Finance unveils tokenomics framework for FFDAO token. Mega Matrix purchases $6 million in ENA tokens for stablecoin strategy. Titan raises $7 million seed from Galaxy Ventures and launches publicly on Solana. Origin Summit announces Wave 3, animation powerhouse Maggie Kang to join programming lineup. Bitcoin price today, up to 170K as on Fed rate cut, SEC listing overhaul. BNB at ATH Griffin AI launches TEA Turbo. Turning prompts to DeFi transactions with 1inch and Uniswap liquidity. Enovix Q2 2025 slides reveal 98% revenue growth. AI1 battery platform progress. Kathy Woods ARK sells Roku and Tempest stock in latest trades. 5-point price tender offer for 10.5 cent senior notes due 2028. Gorman Rupp stock hits 52-week high at $44.98. UMH property stock hits 52-week low at $14.76. Or royalty stock hits all-time high at 37.3. Halozyme Therapeutics stock hits all-time high at 77.6. Church & Dwight stock hits 52-week low at 90.50. Flexlidded stock hits all-time high at 58.2. Wells Fargo stock reaches all-time high at 84.84. Let me know if you need any other help.